For those of you that have your Bibles with you, if you would turn with us to Acts, the 16th chapter, beginning at verse 25, and we will read through verse 32. Acts, the 16th chapter, beginning at verse 25 and reading through verse 32. We find these words recorded. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword, and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, again, we stand to give you thanks for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Lord, we thank you for keeping us from danger seen and unseen. Lord, we realize that it's by your grace and your mercy that we are here today, and for that we say thank you. We realize we have not earned it, we do not deserve it, but simply because you love us, you have allowed us to assemble again. You've allowed us to gather by ways of Facebook that we might worship you as one body of believers. Lord, we pray for those who are sick. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to touch them, continue to give them to feel your presence and know that you are near. Be with those families that find themselves in the midst of bereavement. Lord, allow them to realize that even in death, you are still God and you're worthy to be praised. Lord, we pray that your spirit would fall fresh this morning and allow us to see you in your glory. Allow us to see you in your majesty. That, Lord, when we leave this place today, we will leave knowing that our God is an awesome God, that our God is a mighty God, that there is no one like you. Lord, have your way in all that we do, that you would be glorified. We ask it in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, we shall continue in worship through song.
There's still our one here.
prayed this morning that Sister Kina is not by herself, but yet we are still holding on to his hand. Even in the midst of the pandemic, we need somebody that we can hold on to. Somebody that is greater than we are, somebody that we don't have to worry about letting go of us. Somebody that will be with us till the very end. And that someone is Jesus and God our Father. I'm still holding on.
Yes, yes.
Still holding on. Again, we want to call your attention to the book of Acts, the 16th chapter. And we want to read again here in verses 25 to 32. And then we will go into our message for the morning. It says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. And he came, and he called for a light, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, sirs, what must I do? What must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. And today we want to look at this passage of scripture from the thought, your freedom may not be for you. Your freedom may not be for you. In this scripture, we find that Paul and Silas have been imprisoned because of the fact that they had cast a demon out of a woman who had brought her owners great wealth.
All right.
They were making their way, and as they made their way, she came behind them constantly on several occasions, and every time she would come behind them, she would cry out, these men are servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Paul and Silas cast this demon out, and as a result of this demon being cast out, she was no longer able to be profitable to her master. She was no longer able to bring them great wealth. And as a result of that, they took Paul and Silas before the magistrates, and they told the magistrates that they were in essence causing trouble in the land. And we find that as a result of this, Paul and Silas are thrown in jail. Mm-hmm. Now, many of us would not want to end up in jail. Amen. I, for one, will testify I can't do jail.
Right.
I'm not jail material.
Right.
So I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that I do not end up in jail. And I will tell you now, and I've told friends, if you ever plan on doing something wrong and I'm around, don't let me see it. Because I'm telling you, they're not going to have to look for you. They're not going to have to hunt you down. But when they ask you a question, I'm telling everything that I know. Because I don't do jail. But Paul and Silas, they find themselves in jail. Now, for those of you that have spent any time in jail, and I haven't, so I can't testify to this, but I've heard that it's not a place that you want to be. It doesn't have the amenities of home. It doesn't have the comfort of home. And sometimes jails can be quite nasty. They can be kind of dirty at times. But Paul and Silas, they find themselves in jail. They find themselves in prison. Now, let me remind you, last week we talked about keeping the first things first. In other words, as believers, we have a charge, we have a responsibility to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with everybody that we come in contact with. We have a responsibility to let those who do not know him know that there is a God who loves them. There is a God who has provided a way that they might escape being eternally separated from him. And the scripture tells us, it says at midnight, Paul and Silas, they prayed and they sang praises unto God. In other words, they did not focus on their situation. They did not focus on the fact that they were in prison. They did not focus on the fact that they were captive. But they continued to look to the one that was able to make a way for them. They continued to give praises to the God that had provided for them. We have to understand that as believers, regardless of our situation, regardless of our circumstances, it does not change who God is. It does not limit his power. It does not take anything away from him. We have to understand that regardless of where we are, regardless of what we're going through, God is still worthy to be praised. I know sometimes our situations look bad. I know sometimes we don't even know which way to go. But one thing about it, if we know who God is, we don't have to worry about situations. We don't have to worry about circumstances, but we can take time and give God praise. We can remember the fact that God has provided for us. God has made a way for us. This is not the first time that we have been in a pickle. This is not the first time our back has been against the wall, but every time we found ourselves in a strait, every time we found ourselves in situations that we did not understand, God was right there to bring us through. God was right there to make a way for us. Paul and Silas, they began to pray, they began to sing, and the scriptures tell us that the prisoners, the others who were in prison with them, that they heard what they were doing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a quiet gathering of Paul and Silas, but what they did it unashamedly. They did it so that everybody could hear them.
Yes, sir.
And as a result of their praying, as a result of their singing praise, the scripture says there was a great earthquake. Earthquake was so great that the foundation of the prison was shaken. In other words, those that were in the prison knew something was going on. They knew that something was happening in the midst of this prayer meeting. There was something that was different. There was something that was taking place. And the scripture tells us that the doors of the prison were open, mm-hmm, and that their bands were loose. In other words, they had been captive in prison. But now they find themselves free in prison.
Yeah.
They had been chained in prison, but now their chains have fallen off. Now I know that on the surface, the first thing we would have done, if I had been in prison and the doors opened and my chains came off, the first thing I would have done, I'd have been making my way out of it. I would have been, giddy up, let's go. I'm not going to ask no questions. I'm not going to take time to try to figure out, am I supposed to leave or not? But I'm going to get the hell out of Dodge when the door opens and the chains fall off. I'm getting out of it.
Right.
And that was their escape. He didn't even take time to go and look. The scripture says that he immediately pulled out his knife and was going to kill himself because he assumed that everybody was gone. Natural assumption. Doors are open, chains fall off, ain't nobody hanging around. But we got to move. But the scripture also tells us that Paul cried with a loud voice saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." We are all here.
Help us, help us.
We are all here. Now remember, the doors are open, chains have come off. I don't know Paul. I don't know Silas. They don't know me. But he said, we are all here.
Yes, sir.
Nobody left the prison. Paul and Silas, we might understand. But it's kind of hard for me to wrap my mind around the fact that everybody else that was in jail chose to stay in jail. But remember, your freedom may not be free. Your freedom may not be for you. Now, granted, if Paul and Silas and everybody had left the prison, the story would have ended with the jailer killing himself upon seeing the doors open and assuming nobody was there.
That's right.
That would have been the end of the story. Period. End of story. Over. Done with. But even though Paul and Silas now had their freedom in the midst of the prison,
yes, sir,
their freedom was not for them. Well, preacher, what do you mean their freedom was not for them? If I'm bound and I receive my freedom, then I have been set free.
Right.
I'm no longer bound, I'm no longer in bondage, I'm no longer being held captive. But Paul and Silas, even though they had their freedom was not for them. Well, why was their freedom not for them? Well, if you also remember last week, we talked about the fact that in keeping first things first, we have to remember that in order for us to do the work of the church,
yes, sir,
we've got to be introduced to God. We got to be introduced to his son. In Romans 10:17, it says, "So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." The success of the works of the church depend on the work of the church being done properly. Now remember last week we talked about that there are works with an S, works of the church, but there is also the work of the church. And in other words, there is a work that has to be done in order for us to do the works of the church. If you're trying to do the works of the church without knowing what the work of the church is, your works are in vain. Because you can't do the works of the church and do them properly unless you understand the work of the church. The work of the church is to make people aware of the sacrifice We are giving them a direction to else's freedom. Your freedom may be tied to somebody else's liberation. Your freedom may be what somebody else is waiting on, that they can receive a pardon for their transgressions. But if you get in your mind that when I'm free, I can leave and have no worries, then you got the wrong concept of freedom. Freedom is not just for you, but freedom is for all those that you love. Freedom is for all those that you care about. We're in the midst of an election, and we got to understand that we got a right to vote. We have a freedom to vote, and that freedom did not come cheaply. That freedom did not come without some sacrifice. And if you don't exercise your right to vote, you are looking and you are stepping on the freedom that somebody gave. But many of us, some of us, we got the mentality, my vote ain't gonna count. My vote don't make a difference. Well, they want you to think like that. Because if enough of us think like that, your vote won't make a difference. But if you take your behind to the polls and vote, and everybody who's thinking about that vote, it will make a difference. Your freedom may not be for you. But if you got some grandchildren, guess what? Your freedom is tied to their freedom. Your freedom is tied to their success or failure. So we got to understand that even though your chains are off and the doors are open, it don't necessarily mean that it's time for you to leave. Because somebody is depending on you. Paul says, we are all here. So it not only, now we know that the prisoners heard Paul and Silas. And we can deduce that the jailer was somewhere asleep. But even in his slumber,
yes,
the prayers and the praise brought about a change. Because when he came in, he said, what must I do to be saved?
That's right.
He was free and could go on the outside, but in reality, he was in bondage and didn't even know it. But because their freedom came, and even though they did not exercise their freedom to leave, as a result of them not exercising their freedom, they brought freedom to him. Not only to him, but to his whole household.
That's right.
Everybody in his house, they told him about Jesus. They told him about the one that died on the cross. They told him about the one that had no sin but died for sin. They told him that he hung, bled, and died. They told him that they took him down and put him in a bar or two. They told him that he stayed there 3 days. But early on the third day, he got up with all power in his hand. And because he got up, you and I have freedom today.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But our freedom may not be for us. Our freedom might be for the next generation. Our freedom might be for the wanderer on the street. Our freedom might be for the drug addict in the drug house. Our freedom might be for the prostitute on the corner. But you know what? We got to realize we are free to assist those in need. We are free to give a helping hand to those that are in need. We have not been set free just to enjoy freedom for ourselves. But this freedom that we have is so important that we ought to want everybody to get a taste of this freedom. This is not something that you get and put on a shelf.
That's right.
But this freedom is something that you pass around, that you tell somebody about, so that wherever they are, whatever they're dealing with, they have an opportunity to be free just like you. Paul and Silas, they were locked up.
Yes, yes, yes.
But even when they were set free, they remained, because their freedom was not for them, but their freedom impacted the jailer. If they had left, he would have died. He would have died physically,
yes,
and
yes,
he would have remained dead spiritually.
Yes, yes, yes.
But because they understood that their freedom was not for them, they were comfortable remaining in jail. Free in jail. Free. That don't even make sense. How can you be free in jail? But they had freedom to share the good news of the gospel. As we prepare to close today, there may be someone who is watching this live stream, and maybe you find yourself just like this jailer, and you are asking yourself, what must I do to be saved? As Paul and Silas told the jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, if you believe that Jesus came, you believe that Jesus died, you believe that Jesus was buried, you believe that Jesus rose again, you believe that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for your sins and my sin, if you believe that, you are saved. You ain't got to stop doing what you were doing last night. Because if you truly acknowledge him, he will take those things away. You ain't got to stop them, but he will move you to another location. You ain't got to start being in the church every time the doors open, but if you believe that, you will have a desire to come and to learn more about him. You'll have a desire to want to know who he is and what he means. So we want to extend an invitation wherever you are. You may come as a candidate for baptism by letter or by Christian experience. If this morning you have made a decision that you want to follow Jesus, we want you to reach out, let us know that you have made that decision, that you have accepted him as Lord and Savior of your life. You may do that by contacting the church at 828-285-0444. You may send us an email to tribestone0444@tribestone.info, or if you want to put it in the comment section on the live feed, put in there that you have accepted him, and someone will contact you. We will follow up with you. If you want to be a member of this church, we will welcome you with open arms. Or if you desire to go to another church, we will facilitate you getting where you want to be. But the main thing is, let somebody know that you have decided to follow Jesus, that you have been made free this morning, that you have been set free, that you are on your way to living with him for eternity. So again, we encourage you, if you've made those decisions, if you've made that decision, please let us know so that we can follow up with you, that we can do whatever we need to do to aid you in making this transition, beginning this journey to following Christ. Again, we thank you for joining us this morning. We thank you for making this your place of worship, even though we are not together physically. We thank you that you have tuned in, that you are watching by Facebook, and we pray that something that has been said or done this morning might enhance your day, enhance your week, allow you to realize that regardless of where you are, regardless of what you're dealing with, there is a God who loves you,
mm-hmm.
and there is a God who will provide for you. So we ask that you would continue to pray for each other, continue to lift up your brothers and sisters. We don't know how this is going to turn out, but one thing for sure, we know that God is in control. And regardless of what we've got to go through, we can go through it with a song in our heart and a praise on our lips. Just like Paul and Silas were in prison, they did not give up their faith, but they continued to look to the one that was able to keep them, the one that was able to make a way out of no way. And sometimes it seems like there is no way. But if you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, he will make a way for you. Mm-hmm. So we want to encourage you, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of how it feels right now, just know that in the morning, joy is coming. And we don't have to wait until the morning. We don't have to wait until the battle is over. But we can shout right now. We can shout our way on into victory. Because God is a victory-giving God. Eternal Father, we thank you for this time of gathering. We thank you for this time of sharing. And Lord, we pray that if there be any who have made the decision to follow you, we ask, Lord, that you would continue to strengthen them, continue to let them realize that there is a better way. And Lord, we pray that you would allow us to connect, that we might be that vehicle that you would use to strengthen them, to encourage them, to help guide them along the way. And Lord, we thank you that even though we have freedom, that our freedom may not be for us, that someone else may be depending on the freedom that we have, that we use it to share the good news of the gospel, that they too might be able to embrace it, that they might cry out to him, "What must I do to be saved?" And Lord, that they would believe, and through their belief, they would come to acknowledge that he is Lord and Savior. Lord, we continue to ask that you would just keep your loving arms of protection around us. Give us that regardless of what we have to face, regardless of what we have to go through, give us to go through it knowing that you are on our side. Give us to realize that in the midst of our storm, we serve a God who is able, a God that can speak to the storm and tell the storm to be still. So Lord, we give you praise this morning. We give you glory this morning. For we realize that we serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. And Lord, we just say thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do. We ask it all in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, we will conclude our worship through song.